The news that makes you think. I'm Kevin McCullough. President Trump hasn't even announced a Supreme Court nominee, and already liberal advocacy groups are pumping millions into campaigns trying to pressure Republican lawmakers to oppose his pick. One group at the forefront of these efforts, Demand Justice, has launched what is reported to be a $5 million campaign targeting two moderate GOP senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Demand Justice is led by the former press secretary for Hillary Clinton's campaign, Brian Fallon, and is one of several groups launching an aggressive push to sway moderate senators of both parties to oppose the nominee. President Trump held a rally in Montana Thursday night as part of an effort to oust Senator John Tester, one of his most bitter political opponents. But the president took time to rail against several other big-name critics, speaking at the Four Seasons Arena in Great Falls to a standing-room-only crowd. Trump said it's time to retire Tester, a red state Democrat. He added the Democrats actually getting their backsides kicked in 2016, drawing raucous applause as he proceeded to unload on varied targets such as the New York Times, Maxine Waters, and Elizabeth Warren. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt, his resignation was long overdue, according to some lawmakers, said President Trump announced the cabinet change on Thursday. He's 50. His office, which he led in which he's led since 2017, has come under fire for spending habits, including on first-class travel, pay raises to top aides, and a $43,000 soundproof booth. In announcing his resignation, Trump said Pruitt had done an outstanding job leading the EPA and will always be thankful to him for taking it on. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.